The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 705 Quattro de Mayo. it's not quite the same thing.
Too much information. Quattro
de Mayo. Our phone lines here are 530-605-456.
Sounds like tequila and tomatoes.
4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You're hopping in our chat room, and Bad Bob is wearing his Cuatro de Cinco shirt.
It's Friday, and get to wear the festive shirt.
Well, I thought you were going to wear a festive shirt.
Oh, you don't like this one?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
It's all right.
Well, speaking of festive, look who's sitting here. Look who's sitting here. Oh, what? This. You're right. This is not festive, but it's not.
Shooting clothes.
This is. I got to go out and set up targets today. Go tomorrow, the advanced pistol class is going. But speaking of festive, and a beautiful dress, and what kind of necklace is this?
Well, we have today. I'm attending the Go Red Luncheon, it's a really important event. We have a lot of things that this weekend is stacked. Currently 706 in the morning. Oh, thank you for the compliment.
But
yes.
You know what? It's a Go Red Luncheon. It's not Go Cleavage Luncheon.
Hey, last night, okay, on the spot with Linda Bott, we launched a gal by the name of Kat, and it was Pinups and Sirens. And, you know, it was interesting because I had several different people on last night, including Mimi Mosley, who was, they were helping to serve some wine. And so I invited a group of gatherings to launch this gal who's been doing photography for quite some time, but just really found this new niche that she has been working on and just launched her work. And I mean, they went wild because it's like Betty Grable poster, that kind of really neat vintage pinup stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't show.
There's nothing about tacky.
There's nothing tacky here.
At all.
It's like the old Vargas.
Exactly.
You know, pinups there,
even Vargas was somewhat suggestive.
I can see some of that art on the nose of a B-17.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. Your grandfather could look at it and your kid could look at it. I mean,
we were last night.
But hot.
Doing our show and, it was a full hen house. Anyway, it was great. The cackle that went on last night, it was hilarious. So, glad to be back in one piece this morning. Again, currently 7:08 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have a chance of showers today with temperatures around, it looks like just about 58 degrees. What a fabulous day, though. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget that Mother's Day is coming up. That's just next weekend.
Next weekend, and you need to get, you know, it's a great place to have your Mother's Day brunch. And you can do it Saturday and Sunday, but you need to make reservations.
So this weekend, I try to do things and, like little nuggets. So Saturday, besides Carl's doing his long distance or his advanced pistol class, which is all day Friday and all day Saturday, So excuse me. So tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, of course. Tomorrow at the mall at 1:00, I want to remind everybody I'm doing my show On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're having fashions from Penny's. We've got giveaways and some fabulous things from the Bath and Body, which is. God, so much fun. And we're going to have cocktails from the Rusty Nail of how to make cocktails and some other
surprises. How to make cocktails. You're not going to serve cocktails.
No, but how to make, like a Mother's Day, the perfect mimosa or something like that. So that's happening at 1:00 tomorrow in the mall. There's just all kinds of things going on. But we are so happy. What's going on? Let's talk about our market. How'd you like that segue, Chris?
Good job, Linda. We like everything you do.
Chris is still thinking about the pinups in the other room. So.
true also? Well, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're 30 minutes into the final trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 98 points at 13,107. The S&P 500 down 13 points at 1378, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 41 points at 2983. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 135 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 22 cents at 779, Nokia down 4 cents at 323, Chesapeake Energy up 19 cents at 1739, and General Electric is off 19 cents at 1942. Of local interest, PG&E up 23 cents at 44.60, Safeway down a penny at 1987, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at 1227. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.89%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $2.29 a barrel at $100.25, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $6 an ounce at $1,642.20, while silver's up 27 cents at $30.33. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Our friends from the Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And you can go down and visit them right there on Park Marina Drive and get their best thoughts on what's happening on Wall Street. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about, I want to talk about something major here. We're talking about the U.S. economy, and they're coming out with front page stories saying it heals slowly and, oh my gosh, the unemployment rates drop. It's all a bunch of hooey. Let's take a real good look at what's happening in the economy. Is it starting to recover? Yes. But there are a lot of pitfalls that we have to cross before we start getting going again. Because I tell you what, my friends, if the unemployment rate has dropped, it's because over 500,000 people have dropped out of the force. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And the bass keeps running.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
time to clean your home or office carpets, looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
It's not Cinco de Mayo yet there. Bad Bob. 7:15 in the morning. Carl, Linda Bott. Tell me what's happening tomorrow night there, kiddo.
Well, tomorrow night is historically the biggest moon of the year.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Okay. Once a year, because of the orbits, the moon comes closer to the United States. Just to the United States. to the Earth.
Yeah, no,
we're all snorting here. There's only one place in the world, it's the United States. USA! USA! Okay. And once a year, it comes closest to the Earth. And tomorrow night, a full moon, Cinco de Mayo, and it's going to be 10%. It appears 10% bigger than regular moons and 20% brighter. So tomorrow night, my friends, for Cinco de Mayo night, then now you can, after you've been doing tequila shooters and margaritas, now you can probably find your car easier. But then you don't want to drive it because the police will be out. They're already putting DUI checkpoints out today.
You know what's good about margaritas? Is that they are really good when they're also good virgin margaritas. You could put peaches in there, and if you're just non-alcoholic, there's no way. It's almost like when you're at a party and you're carrying a Coke around in a wine glass. There's something about, you know, I mean, the margaritas still are good without tequila for those of you
who are... Well, then why is your favorite song, Tequila Makes My Clothes Fall Off?
Well, that's maybe your favorite song, but it's not...
Bad Bob, is
that
your favorite song?
All right, get down to business here. We have a bunch more stuff to cover.
Never heard Casey Kasem cover that one on the top.
You're getting
such
to be such that's a boy right now.
Okay, well, you know, I'm getting ready. All right, we're talking about the U.S. economy. You know, they had something in the Searchlight about it. It says U.S. job market heals slowly. Real slowly, my friends, real slowly. I mean, you see things, and they don't mention the whole story. And I'm not, you know, Record Searchlight just prints something you get from AP. I don't know if they read it. They just put it there. But what it is the... we had, and they're saying it's healing slowly. Well, here's how slowly it's healing. We have 115,000 jobs were made by private industry in April. That's on top of the 116,000 jobs in March. In March, they were worried because they're getting ready to say, well, you know, if the same thing happens in April, now we've got a trend again. That's why the stock market's down. It's because the job market has continued to drop. Now, unemployment. And by the way, that 115,000 is way behind the 195,000 that had been forecasted. And it's private industry. It's private industry, my friends, the small business owners, for the most part, that build the jobs, they build the economy. Without that private industry, without that impetus to keep going, to go out there. And why aren't they doing it? It's easy. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. Right now, Obamacare is sitting in the Supreme Court. And there's employers and businesses out there that if they don't strike down this bill and parts of this Obamacare, they will have a severe impact on their work. We talked to somebody the other day that has a very thriving national business that if the health care plan goes by the way it says right now, they're going to have to close down or increase the amount of cost it does to do business. They're going to have to let some people lose because they can't afford it. So why is this? Why, you know, when we start talking about the economy and there's so many unknowns, that's what's going on because you don't know what Obama's going to do next. Now, the unemployment rate dropped 8.1%. Why? it doesn't tell the story. You know, everybody goes, oh, it's getting better. No, it does not count the 550,000. Okay, let me say it again. 550,000 people that stopped looking for work. And you add that to the underemployed and everything else, and your unemployment rate really is closer to 14%. Now, explain to me this way. You know, you've got, you know, like 360,000 people applying for unemployment benefits every week. It just averages out like that. How can we have 550,000 people just stop looking for work? I mean, what, you mean just stay home all day? Or you've just given up because, they're, you know, you just can't get it? Anyway, 4.5 million jobs less than 5 years ago. 4.5 million jobs less than 5 years ago, President Obama. Gas is up 300%. Food's up. Everything's up. Education costs are up hundreds of percent. And we're not even close to 3% growth of last year. So, tell me again, is this change we can believe in? Is this really his new campaign slogan, forward? What, forward into the abyss? All right, we got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. These are facts and figures that you don't read in your front page because we go beyond the front page. We go into it and we look at it. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream. With 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins with a talent show and potato bar dinner Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Lake Community Center. Friday, join friends and family at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Claire Eagle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment and food and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then come celebrate a day at Claire Eagle Park with live music, arts and crafts, and food and drink, and Margaret Polk Park for the Show and Shine at Automotive Swap Meet. Free shuttle services available to and from the parks. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. Make your plans to enjoy all the fun at the annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, KCNR 1460, currently 50 degrees. on this fourth day of May. 7:24 in the morning. It looks like we're going to have 30% chance of showers with temperatures reaching 68. That's what we are. Always getting your glasses on because you just could be 10 degrees off.
It's going to be hot tomorrow, though.
Mostly clear temperatures tonight with 46. Breezy tomorrow. This is the forecast. Breezy tomorrow with temperatures around 78. And that's a big jump because tomorrow night with the biggest moon of the year, 50. Oh, my gosh. That's a night to, like, get the sleeping bag and just kind of, you know, put the blankets around you and, you know, just enjoy that moon and that chilly air. Fabulous. Sunday looks like we're going to be sunny, and then we jump up to 83 degrees. Sunday night is going to be around 53. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and we know that next week is Mother's Day. So if you're thinking about doing brunch, please make your reservations. Get out there. They also have some incredible music. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The best coffee prices in the North State. Go in and see the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, and they'll make you a 20-ounce hot or cold for $3, a great drink. Also want to remind you that this weekend is the Shasta Jamboree festivities. They begin today with a car show, a poker run, and a swap meet at Margaret V. Polk Park at Shasta Dam on Sacramento Street. There's also a community dinner, entertainment, and a raffle today at Claire Engel Park with a pancake breakfast from 6 to 9:30 tomorrow. That's Saturday morning at Shasta Lake Fire Protection District Hall. So don't miss the Jamboree Parade on Shasta Dam. That's going on, and that's in celebration for all those people who definitely came here to help build Shasta Dam. That's a big celebration for them. One of the things that's in the news that we were talking about at the break that's kind of bugging me, and you would know, Carl, so share with our listeners, all the stuff that seems to be this kind of like unsavory behavior from, for some, that's a word maybe a little bit, I don't know, a word that might
too be strong?
Too strong.
No, it's not.
But for some, Panetta's going to be speaking to the soldiers at Fort Benning, Georgia today. And one of the things that says in the headlines, he's going to urge them to act as leaders and look after their comrades.
Well, you know,
what do you think's going on here?
Well, first of all, let me just give what we're talking about is there's a lot of things coming out of Afghanistan and back to Iraq about, you know, the photos of people, of our warriors urinating on the dead bodies of the Taliban, standing there with dead bodies, other things like that have happened. It's really wrong. It's totally wrong. If you fight a war with rules. I know it sounds silly. You know, well, how can you fight a war with rules? Because if you don't fight a war with rules, it becomes
unruly.
As bad as war is, it can be worse. Think back to when you had these armies going across going across nations, destroying everything in sight, killing everything, raping, pillaging, looting. That's the way they used to pay for their armies, was by looting. And then the idea was just destroy everything else, so this would cause the people to cause the other people to surrender. We have rules. We have rules of war. We have rules of engagement. And your enemy is to be treated with the respect that you would want yourself to be treated. Now, do the Taliban do that? No. Islamic terrorists do that? No. They don't. But it doesn't mean that we don't. And so what we've done is what the leaders of the Army and the Marine Corps have done is gone out and said to their junior leaders, their junior officers, and said, look, you know what's right. You know what's right. And what the commandant has said is this is unacceptable behavior to have some of these. Even if it's isolated incidents, it shouldn't happen. It should not happen. Now, and another aside here, now you have Panetta that's going out, who's never been in the service, to talking to servicemen and women about how they should perform in war. To me, is ludicrous. How can any Secretary of the Defense not ever been in the service, never once served a day in the Army, Navy, or the military? How does that happen? I mean, shouldn't you have at least have some kind of idea of what's going on out there?
And then there's a comment inside the chat pack that says, well, I agree, but I think why isn't there more outrage over this than cutting off the heads of innocent people?
Well, that's true. You know, but the thing is that, you know, you expect more. I know it's not, maybe it's not fair, but you expect more from your Marines and your soldiers. You expect more from them than you do a bunch of Islamic fascist terrorists. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a bearish day on Wall Street as disappointing reports on the U.S. labor market weigh on the markets negatively. The unemployment rate fell to a three-year low, but for reasons that are anything but good. 522,000 people gave up looking for a job and are no longer counted in the official figures. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was negative, down roughly 85 points. In a sea of red, there is some green. LinkedIn shares are jumping after the company posted better-than-expected first-quarter results and raised its full-year revenue guidance. Professional networking site also announced plans to buy SlideShare, a presentation service, for nearly $119 million. And former media mogul Conrad Black has been released from a federal prison after serving about 3 years for defrauding investors. The 67-year-old was originally sentenced to 6 years after his conviction in 2007. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. We're having a good day today. It's Friday. Are we happy about Friday being here?
Absolutely. May 4th, tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. For a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. Of course, you're doing your advanced pistol class. And I, by the way, at the mall tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. I just want to put another plug in at 1 o'clock. I'll be live doing my show. And we have Fashions by Penny's. And also some wonderful Bath and Body fragrances, some really great stuff. We're going to have some free giveaways. Currently 7:35 in the morning here on KCNR, 50 degrees.
Well, it looks like the Democrats are after your guns again in Sacramento. Okay, you remember when they banned the open carry of pistols, of unloaded pistols? Well, you know, why you would go down to Starbucks with 30 people and carry pistols, I'm not sure, unless you just want to have that. You know, I'm thinking it's probably a bunch of anti-gunners that did that, that just wanted to poke people in the eye. But now, our Democrat Assembly has just passed along party lines, of course, which makes it a misdemeanor, AB 1527, makes it a misdemeanor for a person to carry an unloaded long gun in public. It was 42-28. Democrats for it, Republicans against it. You would think that somewhere along the line, one would shift. One would come over one way or the other. I mean, if the Democrat that says, you know, this is stupid. You know, you can't carry a shotgun or a long gun in public. I mean, how do you get it to places of, you know.
Is
if you're a hunter, you can carry
oh.
it. But where? I mean, okay. You've got your shotgun. You're walking to the, you know, you're taking it out because you're going to go to, you know, to shoot trap. Are you, there's what, does somebody run down if a policeman just happens to see you walking down the street with it? Can he give you a ticket?
What if you're taking it to a gunsmith?
Well, I'm sure that must be in there. Must, you know, they're saying it. It includes a long list of exceptions for hunters, military personnel, and others. He wrote, this guy that did it, modeled the bill, and the one he wrote last year, banning open carry of handguns. Well, you know, and this was a response to the demonstrations by open carry people. You know, don't do that. Don't do that. The Democrats don't take jokes. You know, you come up and you poke them in the chest with something. Guess what? There's too many of them in the Assembly, in the Senate. And they have no sense of humor. Liberals don't have a sense of humor. They just don't. I mean, not really. I mean, liberal policymakers don't have. Maybe liberal comedians might, if you call Bill Maher, you know, a guy with a sense of humor that calls people women by horrible names, but that's okay. But other people can't. What? But I'm just okay. Let me finish this up. Is anyway. So now they're going to ban the open carry of shotguns and rifles.
Okay. I mean, has it passed?
Yep, passed the Assembly, which means it'll go on and pass the Senate, and then Brown will, of course, sign it.
So you have, but first, since it's passed the Assembly, it's got to pass the Senate, which it may not.
Well, I'm not sure if it has to go through there, but I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it's going to pass. It's a Democrat bill. If it's a Democrat bill and the Democrats want it, I can't think of too many that have not. Except the only thing they've changed is after Brown took the money out of the veterans' homes, to open the veterans' homes, that the Assembly subcommittee voted unanimously to put money back in. And now it's got to go to the rest of the way. So we'll be down in Sacramento, I'm sure, several times. See what happens there.
Well, here's something I'd like to share with you, because especially when it makes you think twice, because we have a tendency to get caught up. I think we just as human beings, like, oh, kids, oh, it's that. Well, the New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art, you know, of course, is one of the world's premier destinations for artistic and historical exhibitions. But this epicenter of worldly culture is not above admitting the occasional mistake. I love this story. Even when the correction comes from one curious 13-year-old boy. It seems the Hartford Courant reports that 13-year-old Benjamin Cody found an error in the Met's Byzantine Gallery. So here's this kid, he's, you know, doing visiting, and he goes to the front desk, and he goes, no, wait. He just, you know, they didn't believe him. They thought, oh, he's just a kid, come on, he's a troublemaker. However, Cody received an email from the museum's curator, senior vice president of external affairs, notifying that his request was being forwarded to the museum's medieval affairs department for further view.
What did he say?
He was saying that there were parts of Africa and other parts, and like Spain, that were missing from that era.
On the maps.
And they found out that he was, in fact, correct. He had just been studying this in school. So he became an expert.
You think he was in public school when he was studying this or a private school?
Well, that should be interesting. We'll find out what that is. We'll find out.
Anyway. Okay. I'm going to take a break here. Doug Amalf is going to be with us here in the next hour. We're going to talk to Doug. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. You know, these teachers that were kicked out of the school for the lewd acts.
Oh, yes.
Purported lewd acts that they did with the students.
You mean mostly older women that were dating?
No. This was... Years ago.
Okay.
No, this is about two teachers who were arrested on child lewdness charges just a couple months ago. They were arrested in January, and they were thrown off the school. They were dismissed. Well, something's happened with the other teachers that's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
It's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Rope them and ride them, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. 12:50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, May the 4th, 7:45 in the morning on Friday. Tomorrow's supermoon, so all you people that want to get moonburned, tomorrow night's a good time to do it. Just take off all your clothes, run out there about, 10 o'clock? Put on your suntan lotion or your moontan lotion and let it go. All right, we're talking about vegans in the chat room somehow, and the comment was,
if it didn't have parents, I won't eat it. That's a great line. I have to remember that for my vegan friends, those that I have.
Do you have vegan friends?
I have a few who are very, you know, as I just shake my head because they're supposed to be all about the earth, but they're wearing these non-animal product shoes. And I'm going, well, you know where that comes from. You know, it's, what are you going to do?
Hemp? Does it come from hemp?
No, this was like some kind of plastic stuff.
Plastic stuff.
And I'm just going, are you missing the point here?
A lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. We have rodeo next week. We have the rodeo parade. We've got the United States Marine Corps Color Guard's going to be coming in here next week.
They're coming
week.
In next week.
We've got all types of... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we're going to judge the chill. I mean, there's just a long list. We'll probably have to put up on our Google calendar. We're judging the chili cook-off on the 16th, and then we're doing the Chicks and Chaps, which is a brand-new event that they're having. So it's big rodeo week. You know, it's going to be all over everything. This going to be pancake breakfast.
We're hoping to have
this
a debate
next
here.
Week.
Yeah, we're hoping to have a debate next week with the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association in Hawkins. Right here on KCNR for a couple hours. Bob Moore's coming in on Monday. We've got just a number of things going on here. People are, you know, it's funny, but people are really lining up on this, on the B initiative, why they're opposing it, to vote no on B. A lot of people are doing that. But the point is are they doing it because, you know, you just see a lot of it because it's people are rolling in with money on it. Or
no, I think there's people that are definitely vested here in Reading
that
have been here for years. And I know that we attended a Turtle Bay event the other night, and just we knew so many. Actually, it was a sold out event. It was a chocolate and wine event. And I think there are 350 people there. And we know that there's a lot of people that as we were in this crowd of people that were stopping and talking about the pros and the cons.
Yeah, a lot of people interested in this. You know, and this is, to me, is why I don't, you know, this should be one of the biggest stories we have. I mean, does it have to be every day? No. But you're talking about two measures that affect literally thousands of people. Are involved in this, thousands of people and millions of dollars. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're fine, Don, and how are you?
Good. I just want to remind everyone that on the Don and Judy show from on Sunday from 11 to 12, we have a very special guest.
You're breaking up, Don. Pull over.
Got Linda Bott.
That's right.
That's right. That is right. Linda's going to be there. Linda's going to be there to face the grilling of Don and Judy.
Both Judy and I are looking forward to finding out how when Linda wanted to know that she was going to be a singer and how she went about it, and just some exciting things. We're all excited to interview her.
That's really cool, Don. What time do you need me again?
We're going to Sunday at 11 o'clock. Both Judy Maxwell and myself are looking forward to the pleasure of your company.
Don, we saw Don the other night at the Rat Pack. Great to see you again and your wife. And I'm looking forward to being here. And just grill me. I'll just tell you what I know.
They do. We have lots of questions from people. But the big question I've had from several people is, when are we going to have a Linda Bott concert?
Oh, that's right. How sweet. Well, thank you very much for inquiring. We're looking at doing something in the fall. Yeah. And a release of a new single at that time too.
That's great. Well, thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you.
All right, Don, you have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Hey, Don Shulman from
it
is. You know, Don Shulman show has been with us for well over a year, and he and Judy Maxwell. And Judy Maxwell is a mover shaker in this town, and she's just a sweetheart too at the same time. You know, we start talking about things that are going on with the elections coming up, and I'm just wondering in the last couple of minutes here before we have to take another break is what's going to be given away. What's going to be given away to the voters? If you vote for me, you get this. You know, they've already, you know, if you vote for me, you get this. And one of the things is the Obama administration seems to be fighting anything that has to do with identification when you vote. No, it's not fair to have to show up and show who you are when you vote. And yet, a commission on this that talked about this, headed up, by the way, by Jimmy Carter, said that you should have photo IDs for people before they vote. So why, you know, what is so difficult about having an ID that proves that, one, that you're from that area, or two, that you're a citizen of the United States that can vote? Why, what's the problem with that? I don't understand it. I don't understand why, if you have to show an ID to get into the courthouse, and if you have to show an ID to cash a check, but showing IDs for such weird things.
Rent a PO box?
Yeah. Please, show me an ID. Show me an ID when you check into a hotel. Yeah. But to vote in our nation, you don't have to. And in fact, people have gone in and voted. You know, they've gone in, they've taken Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and have taken, said that they said, I'm Eric Holder, I live at this address, and they were given his ballot to vote. Now, they didn't do it, but they could have. I mean, this whole thing is ludicrous. Why is it an imposition on people to be able to show a way of identifying themselves if they're voting?
I don't know. I just know that when we go through the process, we enjoy the process. We go up to the Catholic Church up off of... Is it Gold Street? Anyway, up by the Benton Dog Park. I'm confused about what that street is up there right now. But
Gold Street.
We go through the process. That's where our zip code, our places where we're registered. We come in, we get a sticker. They do look for our ID. Don't they ask for our ID?
No, they don't ask for an ID.
They ask your
that's
address.
The problem. They just say, who are you and where do you live? And that's the problem, is they say, okay, I'm Carl Bott, and I live here. And I'm Linda Bott, and I live here. And they just give it to you. They look you up on the register there, because your name's there, and they give you the documentation they give you the ballot to vote. And I'm glad that we're trustworthy, but there may be others out. And they're saying, well, how big a problem is this? We don't know how big a problem it is, because you can't prove it. How big a problem is it? If you look at Florida,
that encourages a lot of dishonesty.
Yeah, if you look at Florida, you know, and back in the Bush, in the big Bush election with the hanging chaff and all this, what was the difference? Something like, what, just a few thousand votes, right?
I think in the case of Florida, it came down to 430.
430 votes. So, you know, one side or the other could have taken in two busloads of people and made the difference in a presidential election. Think about that. Take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream. With 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins with a talent show and potato bar dinner Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Lake Community Center. Friday, join friends and family at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Claire Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment and food and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then come celebrate a day at Claire Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, and food and drink. And Margaret Polk Park for the Show and Shine at Automotive Swap Meet. Free shuttle services available to and from the parks. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. Make your plans to enjoy all the fun at the annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
A $16 trillion debt that grows hourly. Gas prices out of control. Obamacare threatening to ruin our healthcare system.
billions being borrowed from foreign countries just to pay our bills. Now, more than ever, we need a fighter in Washington. That's why the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association endorses Doug LaMalfa. Doug is leading the charge to shut down the $98 billion bullet train boondoggle. Doug LaMalfa will stand up to Nancy Pelosi and the big spenders and fight to reduce the debt and stop the spending spree. And Doug LaMalfa will work toward making America energy independent, so we'll no longer be at the mercy of foreign oil cartels. With rampant waste in Washington, taxes on the rise, small businesses and family farms under attack by big government, we need Doug LaMalfa in Congress.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. What a marvelous night for a moon dance. Tomorrow night. Promise?
A moon dance? Yeah. Okay. I'll moon dance with you tomorrow night.
Good. Dip me under the Milky Way.
I will dip you under the Milky Way. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all the surrounding areas. They've got every type of used car, truck, and SUV also to fit every need. You know, here's the thing is they're a local car dealership, auto dealership. I shouldn't just say cars because they have trucks, SUVs. They have the whole, as we can say, Cinco de Mayo, enchilada. So, and it's a big, big, big investment. So you want to do it with people that care about you, that are your neighbors, and they're going to give you good service, great sales. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. And I don't know if they're having a Cinco de Mayo special, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. Give them a call, 223-2177. Okay.
Currently 7:57. We're going to have to take a break here, but I have to ask. Do you mind? We talked about this at the break. I just have to say it out loud. Can I say it on the air?
You can say anything you want. Well, okay, anything that's not high.
Okay, well, we've been talking about it in the chat room back and forth. We've been talking about, you know, Measure B, and I said, of course, you know, we've got a lot of people that are, you know, pro and con, and that we just recently attended an event, and like you said, this should be the biggest story of the year. We've had the Chamber of Commerce has come out and has a position on this.
Yeah, they support yes on A and no on B. And a unanimous decision by the Chamber of Commerce. They were
okay,
on here yesterday.
So my first...
Okay, let me put it this way. I'm sorry. A unanimous decision by the Board of the Chamber of Commerce.
By the Board of the Chamber of Commerce. So I don't know. I guess my question that I'm posing is, Chamber of Commerce, to me, is a body of business owners. And I don't know. I guess it's kind of like how we are here. We want both sides. We want to be able to have you be educated, our listeners, of how everybody feels. And I kind of feel, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, but that the Chamber of Commerce should not be taking positions on the political aspect of this. I don't know. Am I wrong?
Well, I've heard from people in the chamber that say, wait, you know what? This is not how I feel. But on the other hand, the Chamber of Commerce can be a powerful message to people. And so if they're backing an initiative or a person in a race, what they're saying is, we believe this is going to help our economy and what we're doing. Now, I've also heard from some other people, you know, that have said in the Chamber of Commerce, that said, you know what, we should put everybody out in all the messages and let people kind of make their own mind up. But, you know, that's something we have more time to talk about.
I would
love
our callers to call in and just tell us how you feel about that. I would engage with us.
Well, right.
605.
Doug Moff is on in the next hour.
Right.
He comes on at 10 till, or 10 after.
605-4567 for your, it is the hotline in the studio to give a call to when Doug also calls in, and we'd love to hear what you have to say about it. We're going to have to take a break here in a minute, but you had something else before in this last 30 seconds.
No, I'm going to save this till after the break because I'm going to get involved in this one. And Occupy Reading. Yeah, right on, guys.
We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. America's unemployment rate falls again to
the lowest level in 3 years,
down to 8.1%,
because the labor force shrank.
People stopped looking for work and no longer count. And Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes says hiring also slowed. The number of new jobs created in April,
115,000, well below expectations.
Mitt Romney says this is not good.
This is way, way, way off from what should happen in a normal recovery.
Calling the report disappointing as he gets ready to meet Rick Santorum, his Republican rival who quit the bitter race last month. The White House doesn't think the report is so bad as President Obama gets ready to go to Virginia. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Richmond.
For the White House, there is good news in the April jobs report. The unemployment rate is down a bit, and private sector job growth is now 26 straight months. But the administration admits more must be done. Today, the president will be in Arlington, Virginia, to talk about student loan rates, and he will continue courting the youth vote with his first two official campaign rallies this weekend, one at Ohio State University in Columbus, the other here in Richmond at Virginia Commonwealth University. Dave?
Now, Mike, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 116 points as oil keeps plunging, down more than $4, now back under 98 bucks a barrel. The Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada back up for consideration after the White House controversially put that on hold. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Live in Washington.
And now that pipeline builder TransCanada is close to finalizing a new route around some wetlands in western Nebraska, it's reapplied to the U.S. State Department. The company saying it wants to get its application in as soon as possible. Now, Congress had included a rider in a budget bill that called on the president to accept or reject the first route, and he rejected it. TransCanada now saying it anticipates final U.S. approval in the first quarter of next year, and it plans to begin construction soon thereafter, Dave.
And the pipeline would then go all the way down from Nebraska to Texas. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
NATO says two soldiers were shot or killed by insurgents today in Afghanistan. This as the family of an army medic says his wife was chatting with the officer on Skype by video when she saw him killed. And this is a circumstance the Pentagon is not detailing much in the death of Captain Bruce Kevin Clark. Then there's the Chen Guangchong situation. He wants to come to America, and the blind Chinese activist is closer to getting his wish.
Progress has been made to help him have the future that he wants.
Secretary of State Clinton in China says the Chinese are willing to let him study abroad. A university in the U.S. has offered Chen a fellowship, and he could travel here with his wife and children. The widow of a man who killed himself after setting free exotic animals at his private Ohio zoo is now at the Columbus Zoo to pick up two leopards, two primates, and a bear that were retrieved. 48 other animals, including lions, tigers, and bears, were killed by authorities who had to hunt the animals down. It's a race even horse racing fans will... people who'd rather aren't horse racing fans watch. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, and Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter will be at Churchill Downs for it and joins us live.
And Dave, of the 20 colts that will start tomorrow's Kentucky Derby, only one has a perfect record. Gemologist is 5-for-5 for trainer Todd Pletcher.
I love the fact that he's undefeated. I'm sure that they'll talk about it. Hard to be unhappy with anything he's done so far his whole career.
But because he had to hang on for a narrow win in his last race, Gemologist is not the favorite. Only the 8th time in Derby history that's happened to an undefeated horse. Right now, Bodie Meister, Union Rags, the morning line top two choices. About 150,000 people expected tomorrow with temperature in the 80s and the threat of a thunderstorm, Dave.
Rolla, Connecticut 7th graders taught the New York City Metropolitan Museum of Art a history lesson. Benjamin Cody noticed an inaccuracy in a map on a display of the Byzantine Empire from the 6th century. The museum's fixing the error, inviting the boy to a sneak preview of the new exhibit. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, Quattro de Mayo. It's 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Eddie should be here on the breaks. Linda and I were rolling around on the floor, kicking and gouging and biting and...
I won't say in the mud and the blood and the booze.
No, we weren't.
Currently 53 degrees right now in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be 68 degrees today. Looks like we have a little bit of chance of showers, but a fabulous weekend ahead of us for those who want to be outside and sail and take walks. There's so many wonderful things going on. 8:05 in the morning.
Walk along the beach. Hey, let's go to our buddies there at Wells Fargo. We have, by the way, Senator Doug Emhoff is joining us as soon as we talk to our buddies at
Find out what's happening.
In the Wells Fargo Advisors, find out what's happening in the Mark and Minute. Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning again. Okay, we'll try that one more time.
There.
We know you're there, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the final trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 127 points at 13,079. The S&P 500 down 16 points at 1375, while the NASDAQ Composite is giving up 48 points at 2975. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 231 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 45 cents at 1926. Intel's down 55 cents at $28 even. Microsoft off 45 cents at $31.30, and Apple down $12 at $569.71. Of local interest, Safeway down 13 cents at 1975, North Valley Bank unchanged at $12.27, and Verizon down 19 cents at 40.45. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.88%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $4.56 a barrel at $97.98, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.80 an ounce at $16.33.40. Silver's up a nickel at $30.11. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All
hey,
right.
Thanks a lot, Chris. And, you know, our Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 in the morning. And great advice. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. It looks like oil is under the $100 mark for the first
down
time in a long
bucks.
Time. And by the way, let me also mention is that following our show, immediately following our show, is Shasta Startup. We talk business. And,
positive reinforcement.
You know, Randy Denham's going to be here today.
Oh, cool.
And he's all, you know, Randy's always got great things going on.
He's such a positive guy.
He is. Just like us. We're positive. Okay, before we get to the good senator, that's going to take 30 seconds. Occupy Reading, CD1, Move On Council, and the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy are going to join together in a demonstration on May 9th from noon to 2 p.m. in front of the Bank of America at 1300 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Progressives have spent months planning a major showdown in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they will rally outside the annual meeting of the Bank of America headquarters. 99%. Well, you know, first of all, let's get rid of that 99%. People want Bank of America to do more to help homeowners avoid foreclosure, get its money out of politics, and invest its profits to help rebuild the same economy. Occupy Reading and Shasta County Citizens Counties for Democracy, County Citizens for Democracy. I just don't like Bank of America, period, because they've cut ties to small businesses that sell weapons. They've just done things. Use your local banks, my friend. Use your local credit unions. Use your local banks. get out of these big monoliths. They don't care about you. And I don't know about the, you know, I'm not going to march with these guys, but this is what I think. Okay, let's go to our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Am I rambling or what here?
You're a rambling man, isn't that all my brothers?
Senator Doug LaMalfa, how are you doing there, Senator?
Hanging in there.
So where are you at now?
Along here. I'm down at the ranch right now. We're going to hit the road here pretty soon.
Okay. So where are you heading out to today?
Be rolling through Redding, heading up to Siskiyou, then on over to Chester in Plumas County. So lots to do on the campaign trail this afternoon and evening, and a couple of meetings mixed in there as well.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back to you, and we'll find out what's going on down in Sacramento, what's the latest in the campaign.
And we're going to be taking calls as well as questions in the chat pack. That's KCNR 1460 for the senator. While we have it live here, take advantage of it. If you've got something that's kind of been on your mind, our guest is Senator LaMalfa. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. We all know this country is bankrupt. If your family lived on our tax dollars the way the government does, last year you earned $23,000, you spent $36,000, and you owed $150,000 on your credit card. I've been a bankruptcy trustee for the past 15 years. I know how to solve this problem. Cut up the national credit card. Stop borrowing and spending money we don't have. Repeal the income tax code. Replace it with a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. Government revenue will increase by collecting taxes from people not presently paying into our system. These solutions will make America strong again. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to CARS, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:15 in the morning. Cuatro de Mayo. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by, yes, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's will give you hot and cold drinks, special prices, discounts for veterans, the finest walk-in humidor in the state in Tobacco and Brew. Special discounts also for veterans, and they will meet or beat any price on tobacco in this town. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community, have been with us for 35 years, and they continue every day to support our community and our veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa, running for Congress in the 1st District, also are currently our senator. So good morning again, Senator LaMalfa.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Can we talk about Sacramento first before we get into we have people lined up to ask you questions too, but can we talk a little bit about what's going on down in Sacramento that you see?
Certainly. Last week was a pretty big deal on this ban on hound hunting in California here. That was in response to the Fish and Game Commissioner who went hunting legally in Idaho for a mountain lion, bagged himself a mountain lion perfectly within the law. So this was a payback bill that was done in the legislature to show him and other hound hunters what they were going to do. So basically, we fought really hard. I'm really proud of, 500 or more people showed up from around California, many from Shasta and Siskiyou County and Tehama County came down to be heard in committee on that. And alas, it got out with Democrats squishing out on the thing and voting for it there that really didn't want to vote for it, but they had their marching orders. So
that was
a big thing here recently.
So does this mean we're going to lose, that using dogs for hunting is going to end?
It's the bill is now going to be up in the Appropriations Committee. My understanding it's going to go into the suspense file, meaning they're not going to address it in the beginning because it'll cost the state money. So the message we need to drill home is that it's going to be a loss of revenue to California to not sell those hunting licenses and other related, economic things that go along with people being out there hunting and doing that sort of thing. You're going to lose the hotel and motel space, the gas, the restaurants, all the stuff that goes along with that activity. So if people want to weigh in on that, then they need to weigh in with the Senate Appropriations Committee and ask them to either keep it on suspense or vote no on it, because California can't be losing the revenue. And from our perspective, it's a hunting rights issue, which they want to chip away at and eventually do away with all hunting, and then they can do away with all guns.
Well, Senator, the other thing, too, and I want to change the subject here in a second, but once you start eliminating hunting with dogs for a bear and bobcats, the next thing, and I can see that coming, is you eliminating dogs for bird hunting. Because it's just, it's rough on them. They pick up, semi-dead birds and bring them back and all this. It doesn't take a genius to think, well, that's the next step. May not be this year, but it could be soon.
Well, the Humane Society of the United States, which is a little different organization than what you might think of as locally, is dedicated to eliminating hunting in this country. And
right.
When you hear the gun grabbers in Congress and other places talk about, when they want to ban what they call assault weapons or other gun types, they'll say, well, you don't need this kind of gun for hunting. You don't need that type for hunting. You just need hunting-type guns for hunting. Well, if they eliminate all those guns and then they come after the type of hunting that you do, they've pretty much opened the door to eliminate all private ownership of firearms.
Softy, softy, catchy monkey. That's an old New Zealand saying there that, and that's what they do. Or, the old camel's nose in the tent. That once it starts, it could continue to go on if the people let it happen. Senator, the Veterans Home. I know that you're a strong supporter of opening this Veterans Home. What's the latest on that?
Well, you all know because you were down there, they got the $10-plus million dollars through the Assembly Subcommittee on Budget, and so that isn't enough to do the whole job, but it's been, I guess, the compromise everybody's choking down and going with to open the home after only maybe an additional 6-month delay. And so what we're doing is to emulate that very same piece over on the Senate side, since that seems to be the one everybody seems they can think they can get along with. So at best it's a compromise, but it is something, and it moves the ball. And so we have that item that we're going to put forward with the agreement of the committee chair, subcommittee chair, in the next possible hearing on that. We believe that could be next Thursday. So that's when Subcommittee 4 meets, is next Thursday. So we're putting that item forward, number 8955, I think it's called. So we want to just match the effort made over in the Assembly, and then that'll take a lot of the games out of it, of having to go to what would be a conference committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the effort we want to make at this point, to put that in the subcommittee process and get that into the main budget, and then from there, you know, we still have to hash it out in June.
Okay, that's so then what are you sensing about that? Is the committee ready to move forward with this?
I believe in the subcommittee we can get that done. I feel pretty good about the prospects there.
But we still have to get through the
budget.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we still have to get it through the main committee and the assembly, and then if it passes y'all, which it will.
We can come from both paths, though.
Yeah.
On these budget items, you can shoot them from both houses towards the middle, so to speak. So that's why we want to match the effort over on the Senate side and show some momentum for this being a budget item that needs to stay in there through the end of the budget process, which the budget is due on June 15th, otherwise the legislators don't get paid. So we saw last year that actually kind of worked.
Oh, you mean not paying people for not doing their jobs? I don't pay my employees if they're not here doing their job.
Well, that's the private sector, though. See, so.
Yeah, but see, I think we should be able to, and we do. You know, hey, if the Assembly and the Senate's not there doing their job, then gosh, maybe we shouldn't pay them.
I agree.
So I know. I know.
That's why it was such a popular proposition on that ballot.
I can't believe it wasn't 100%. But then again, we still have 47% think that Obama's doing a great job.
Well, the downside of that is it took away the 2/3 vote to pass the budget.
That is the bad part.
The majority, so that means one side gets to do all the call the shots and all the on the budget, and so that is the downside of the thing. But you know, I certainly understand why people what they thought they were voting for was Prop 25 was on time budget, and if it isn't on time, penalize the legislators. So I certainly get that.
Yeah. Okay. Look, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, our senator serving right now in Sacramento, but he's also running for the Congressional District 1. Wally Herger just retired, and is retiring this year. So we'll get right back to the senator here in a second after these messages.
When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream. With 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins with a talent show and potato bar dinner Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Lake Community Center. Friday, join friends and family at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Claire Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment and food and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then come celebrate a day at Claire Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, and food and drink, and Margaret Polk Park for the Show and Shine at Automotive Swap Meet. Free shuttle services available to and from the parks. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. Make your plans to enjoy all the fun at the annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:25 in the morning, May 4th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And do we still have Brian on the phone?
Looks like Brian may have disconnected. We can get him to call back.
Brian, please, I'm sorry. Can we call back? Because I had you down, but then just it went out of my head. Senator Doug LaMalfa is our guest. Senator, are you gonna have to run here soon?
Yeah, pretty quick, but I got to hit the road. So another 15 minutes, 20 minutes might work. So
oh, okay, right? We got that. Yeah, no, that's no problem. You know, we just had an ad on.
I heard it.
A spot from Sam Onested that says you're running to save your own farm. I mean, specifically that is what it says.
You know, I mean, should I even respond to that stuff?
I don't know.
Think anybody that knows me or has watched what I've done over the 7 years I've been in office and the 10 years I've been around in the public life here would know that I've been pretty dedicated to making the taxpayers' money go farther and making those dollars that they earn stay in their own pocket and defending property rights of everyone and, you know, fighting back the bureaucracy of government that just wants to take and take. And so, I mean, it's a pretty ridiculous ad for them to say, oh, I'm just going back there to protect my own thing. I mean, you know, I give up a lot to do this role in my time, in the time away from my farm, my family, and all these things. And I'm not complaining. I'm glad to be here in this public service. I want to be on the front lines of this fight of what government's doing to us and not for us. And so it takes a lot. And so, you know, I just chalk it up to this is a campaign season. You have people running pretty desperate ads trying to take my name down. I've worked pretty hard to be a good one and, you know, deal with the people firsthand.
Uh-huh.
And be out there in the district with folks. I like what I do, unlike the others and some of the, you know, well, I'm not going to say this stuff, but I can point to people that didn't like what they were doing in office and didn't like being there, yeah. So I don't understand why they want to do this now other than try to impugn my name here in this thing. So,
okay.
You know, I'm not going to put up with it. We're just going to go out and do what we do and pound away the next 32 days and win this thing.
Okay, Senator. We've got John Kleckner on the line. John, good morning. Do you have a question for the Senator?
Hi. No. Well, yes, I do, and I also have a couple of comments real quick. As you all know, my name is John Kleckner, and I'm a veterans advocate and political activist, so I deal with politicians on behalf of veterans almost every day of my life. And I just want to say for the record that I've dealt with Doug LaMalfa ever since the first day he walked into Reading when he was running for assembly a very long time ago. And the thing about Doug that I wanted everybody to know in your listening audience is Doug is one of the most patriotic and dedicated legislators that I've ever worked with, and I work with them all. He's never lied to me. He's never broken a promise. And I just hope and pray to God that everybody that is interested in being represented properly in Washington, D.C., will vote for Doug. Now, I want to make one more comment.
Yeah, we got 1 minute, John.
Anistat commercial.
Okay, we got 1 minute, John.
Okay, I backed Anistat last time he ran, and that was the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. He never showed up in Northern California. We never saw him, and that it was a big mistake. Doug is up here all the time representing us and participating in everything that goes on in Northern California. And so I just hope that everybody out there, again, votes for Doug.
Okay, John. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks a lot for what you do, John, for our veterans community, for sure. Now, but I need to add this, that's John Kleckner, and this is his opinion of Senator LaMalfa. I just want to, that he called him because he cares about it, obviously.
I really appreciate working with him. And
John Kleckner's a good man.
What he does for, you don't find a stronger advocate than John Kleckner out there on the front lines.
Okay, we got to run here. We got to go for the news, and we'll bring you right back. I know you got to run here pretty soon, Senator. We'll be right back after news. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White, revisiting the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline.
Now that pipeline builder TransCanada is close to finalizing a new route around some wetlands in western Nebraska, it's reapplied to the U.S. State Department, the company wanting to get its application in as soon as possible.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, the White House had said it would reconsider the request once it was resubmitted. The jobless rate falls to 8.1% last month, with more people giving up the job search.
The White House reaction to the April jobs number strikingly similar to its reaction to past jobs numbers. Alan Krueger, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, says the numbers show further evidence the economy continues to heal, but that much more remains to be done. He notes the private sector has added jobs for 26 straight months.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz, the economy adding 115,000 jobs in April. The backdrop is President Obama prepares to formally kick off his reelection campaign. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Villona, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, it is the 4th of May. It is 53 degrees. It is 8:35 in the morning. And we are brought to you for this segment by the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Timmins, Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Good people down there. You need to have a good time getting a haircut. Remember what the old days were? And if you weren't in the old days, you need to find out. When you sit down and everybody's talking and everybody, you know, you've got magazines there, of the kind that you would have in your house on your in the living room. Don't worry. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Senator.
Thank you, sir.
And we have a caller on the line. Sally, good morning. You have something for the Senator. Sally, you have something for the Senator?
Yes, I do. Hi, Doug.
Howdy.
I was just calling to make a point that there's going to be a lot of new voters this year, and a lot of people aren't as familiar with how much you've done for our North State as are we who watch politics on a regular basis. But I think you need to blow your horn a little bit more and let the voters know that you were instrumental in holding the line against raising the taxes in our last budget go-around. Not that many people were aware or watching at that time, but we know you did, and that's the reason why our budget took so long to get passed last time, because you were not going to vote for any tax raises. Well, so what I'm saying is blow your horn a little bit, Doug. You deserve to.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We, you know, for me, I try to be a guy that is more of a public servant than a horn blower deal in this thing. And so you do find that you're trying to find that happy medium, find that line of where you're promoting yourself or what you do and just going out there doing the job. And so I try to let the work we do, me and my really great staff that we have, our team, be the evidence of what we do. But yes, it is a campaign season, and when you have people grinding on you like they're doing now, trying to discredit what you do and distort
yes.
it, then I do have to get out there and talk more about what we do. So
yeah, the commercial implies that you are going to Washington, D.C. to continue spending like you did in Sacramento, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, you know, Sacramento spending, we've been trying to get a handle on that, and we don't have the majority we can work with down there to really do it, but thankfully we've had the two-thirds vote required for budgets and for taxes, and up until last year we had a two-thirds requirement for budgets, which meant Republicans had to be heard from on it. Now the Dems can just ignore us with the simple majority, so we'll see where that goes, but you can count on me being a hard-line guy on making sure what spending we do in Washington, D.C. goes for things that we expect, you know, a strong military, public safety, the types of social spending that does make sense instead of the out-of-control stuff that we're seeing. So,
yep.
You know, you get down to the basics. And so we'll be talking about that in the campaign as we go through. And I think I can point to strong backing by the taxpayer groups like Howard Jarvis and National Tax Limitation Committee, as well as the strong support of the business groups out there that, you know, we all understand if nobody's doing business, there's no tax to tax and no economy that we can seek employment or anything else that we need to do to have a strong economy in a strong country. So it's just common sense stuff. It's not rocket science. And so we will be talking about the next 32 days.
Great. We're looking forward to that.
Okay, Sally, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for that encouragement.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Doug, Jim Reed, the Democrat. has not, not that I know of, he may have, but I don't think he's spent a cent on this yet. I think he's got some signs out.
I haven't seen anything, heard anything.
I haven't seen any signs anywhere.
I've seen him at the forums.
I've seen a couple of signs and stuff. Is it because he's got a D beside his name? That he's got an automatic vote?
Well, there's nothing automatic in any of these elections here. I mean, with you have eight people running in this race here. There's five Republicans, two Democrats, and one independent candidate. So I think on the natural, you would say that maybe one Republican and one Democrat gets into the final two and a top two. There's no assigned places for party members anymore. It's more just top two. So
I understand that. I think, but you know, I've heard different things from different. You know, we get inundated with, as you can imagine, lots of political stuff during this time of the year. And people are, you know, we've had people telling us that that D is, you know, can make a huge, you know, just having Democrat on your name can have a, maybe not a huge impact, but can have a significant impact on voters when they look at it.
Well, there's a core group of Democrat voters that are going to vote Democrat every time, just like there is with Republicans. You know, maybe that's 30% on either side of the aisle. Then it's the middle, on either side of the spectrum. Then there's the 40% that maybe are a little more in play to some extent or another. So
okay, yeah, that's what I'm starting to see. Hey, we're going to take a break. Are you going to be able to stay for a few more minutes, or are you on your way?
Sure can.
Okay, thanks a lot. Our guest is Senator Doug Moffat. I want to talk to you when you get back, Doug, on if you're elected. I want to talk to you about some veterans issues that I know that you you have talked about before, about coming out and addressing if you get elected, that a lot of North State veterans are interested in. Sure. And I'll be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Redding, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Redding Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. 12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Redding Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at RedingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReddingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your dial. Also, KCNR1460.com. You lovely chat packers this morning. How are you on this 4th of May? 8:44 in the morning. Looking at, it's about 54 degrees and we're going to have a chance of showers today with temperatures around 68. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 46. Looking towards a fabulous weekend. And remember, tomorrow night is the biggest moon and the brightest moon of the year.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. That's right, tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, Redding Harley Davidson is having an open house. They're going to kick it off at 9:30. It's going to go to 5:30 tomorrow. It's an all-day event. And they are test runs. They're going to be test runs on the Harleys out there. And they start at 10 o'clock, and that goes from 10 to 5. But you've got to wear your jeans, boots, and bring a helmet. You know, ride, bring your stuff that you're going to ride with. And these demo runs will also include a free lunch. So come and join the fun that's happening out at Redding's Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Or give them, and, 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. And the experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson, great people. You know, I ride a Harley. What can I say? Really like those people. They take good care of my bike. And they will yours too. Okay, our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. And we're guiding for another 8 or 9 minutes here, I'm sure.
All right.
Now, Senator, if you win, we go back. One of the things is we've got so many veterans up here, as you know, thousands here in the North State. One of the points is that the Veterans Administration has backed up almost a million cases, and the to even looking at the cases of veterans. And this is veterans ranging from probably Vietnam all the way up through our Gulf War. Is this something, is this going to be one of your priorities that you attack when you get in there?
As we have so many returning veterans from the most recent war effort here, and then even the ones going back into the 90s, and you know, our Vietnam veterans that are still needing our help and attention, we've got to do a better job, because what they have to go through to receive services is a dishonor to them and kind of a stain on all the rest of us. You know, many people don't really know or see what goes on when, you know, we get the calls when folks just trying to get through the process of seeking health service, and so it really is distressing that this goes on and that we can't do better by the folks that we asked to go defend the front lines of our country here. And so Congress has to do a better job, and we need to set up a better, more efficient system than what we have, because it's not working out. I believe and this isn't to impugn the people at the local level. I'm talking about at the upper levels.
Our local people are
setting the
great
policy,
yeah,
and not,
yeah,
seeing that the funding is coming through, but also the efficiency of the system here. I mean, I still don't understand why we make veterans that need medical services have to get in a van and drive 3 or 4 hours someplace else in order to get a simple test done. Why don't we have a simpler system that allows them to get local medical attention? And why wouldn't that be more lower cost than the government running it? So we got to look a lot harder at how these issues are going to be done in the future, because, again, with the returning large group returning from having been overseas here, we're going to have this issue to deal with, and it's going to be a pretty prominent one for at least the next decade.
Well, as you know, 30,000, I think it's 30,000 veterans, a month returned back to California or something like that, you know, from, you know, veterans, not necessarily from the Gulf, not necessarily from just the war on terror, but thousands come back to California, and the Veterans Administration, the backup in San Francisco or Oakland is it's horrendous. And the, you know, and I just think is that, you know, our representative, it needs to really roll in there and roll in hard about what's happening here. I mean, and if you can't take care of the veterans, I mean, who've been injured in war, then, you know, I would hope is that all of our elected officials would really think a long time before they send them out again.
Well, you're exactly right. We shouldn't ask them to do it if we can't back up what they are going to need, having asked them to do so. And so part of it is more efficient delivery of the what they need. And I don't see government running very many things efficiently, so we need more, you know, Bill Gates technology, or, you know, if the types of technology that comes from managing their information better, managing the dollars better. And because it always comes down to what government is trying to do is avoid paying the benefits that the veterans deserve, or they're trying to avoid paying local government the money they are supposed to receive. At every level, government is trying to put off paying what it owes to the citizens. You know, vendors that do business for the state of California, they get deferred. They have to wait an extra 90 days to get paid for work they've done for California, whether that's bulldozer operators on fire lines. So the same thing happens with veterans as well. It's a deal where if we can delay them long enough, maybe they won't ask for the service anymore. Or even more sickening is that maybe they'll just pass away before they can actually get it done.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about those guys in those veterans' homes, those 80 and 90-year-olds. They'll be there for 5 years. I mean, it's to me, it's sickening. Yeah.
Well, it's like the delay with the veterans' home. You know, I suppose at one level the accountants look at, well, we've put off opening the veterans' home in Reading for maybe an extra 5 years of what it should have been. You know, and Senator Johanneson actually passed the legislation back in 2000 or 2001 that, you know, here we are in 2012 still fooling around with it. That should have been turnkey by 2005 in a reasonable world. And here we are trying to contemplate whether we're going to put it off a little bit more, or we're going to do something heroic like getting it hoping only 6 months additional late here. So it's a disservice. And when it's brought to me, or when I observe what's going on and all that, it makes me feel a little bit ashamed that this is what we're doing to those that have served it.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here, Senator. I know you have to run, so thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah,
thank you for having me on. You know you're going to get my best effort at any topic we're going to do in Washington, D.C., as well as my time here in the State Senate, because it is public service, and I'm... I don't have to do this. It's something I feel compelled to do, because we need a better country for all of our next generations coming along. And
for all of our Americans.
I have the ability to step away and do this thing. And so a lot of people say, you know, you're crazy to do it, but we're happy you are. So I'm just going to use that as my...
Well, that's a good one.
Impetus to keep going here.
There
so
you
thank
go.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Senator Doug Amalfa.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we do have, a caller with a question.
Just a comment.
We are taking the chat pack questions. We'll be back after these messages here on this fabulous Friday, 852 KCNR 1460.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream, with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins with a talent show and potato bar dinner Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at the Shasta Lake Community Center. Friday, join friends and family at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Claire Engel Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment and food and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then come celebrate a day at Claire Engel Park with live music, arts and crafts, and food and drink. And Margaret Polk Park for the Show and Shine at Automotive Swap Meet. Free shuttle services available to and from the parks. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. Make your plans to enjoy all the fun at the annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this?
Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and DeBod. It's Friday, 4th of May, 8:55 in the morning. Gosh, a lot of things going on this weekend. 530-605-4567. Senator LaMalfa is off and on his way someplace. Somebody called and asked about a measure on Measure B. I didn't get a chance to ask him, but I'm sure you'll be able to at some point because he'll be out here. This Measure A and Measure B, as I said earlier in the show, you know, some people are going, well, you know, I've heard enough of this, I've heard enough of that on some of the other media areas. My opinion on that is this. This is a huge, I don't think people realize how big a initiative this is. Support the Board of Supervisors or to shut down the shopping center there. But the other one too is on no, and here's the thing is, no construction or no changing, no development down in Churn Creek Bottom. And people are totally confused on this one. A, or on B, no on B means is that you can't develop your own land. Well, the people that are supporting that, you know, to stop all construction or development down there, they're saying, no, it's not to stop all development. If you've got ag land, you can do this. But you've got you've got Russ Maul and the Board of Supervisors are saying, no, that's not true. You've got to get special dispensation through, and as Rod Evans said the other day, it's called the added value agricultural, and I'm looking it up. I'm right now to see exactly what that means. Is when's it been used in California? How hard is it to happen? I mean, is this something that's true? You know, can people use this? But this is a huge question about the future of Shasta County and Redding. They're saying, oh, it's just for Churn Creek Bottom. Well, it may be just Churn Creek Bottom, but it's a huge question. Because now we're talking private property rights. And does it hit the private property rights? Does it keep people from doing things with their own property? Or does this not mean that? Well, that's what we're going to be finding out because this is millions of dollars here, my friends, and personal property rights. This is why this is so important. And to just kind of slough it off and say, oh, you know, I've heard enough of these guys or enough of these guys, it's not going to happen. We're going to bring out as much information as we possibly can on KCNR 1460. So that you can make your mind up. You can make a decision here. And if it means bringing another expert in that is completely different from, you know, that has, you know, has no dog in a fight, which is good, that we can bring that in and we can talk about some of these things. You know, about how many jobs, I mean, really, how many jobs are going to be made, are going to be produced from the shopping center? Can you really build anything or can you really develop your land? If B passes, you know, these are things that we need to have people talk about that are kind of, you know, non-biased. Let me take that step back. Anyway, got all that. Now, right after our show here, it's Friday, and that means Shasta Startup and Randy Denham's here. We're going to be talking about a number of things that are happening along in our city and county. And, of course, next week, Bob Moore, who is kind of the focal point, the centerpiece on this Measure B, because it's his land that he wants to develop into to his grist mill or his flour mill out there running a water-driven grinding mill, grinding stone. He wants to have organic corn and wheat out there. And so he's kind of the focal point on this. He's the centerpiece that, you know, that this is about, around. So he'll be on our show Monday morning. And then we'll, this whole week is going to be really interesting. We're trying to set up a debate between both sides. We should be finding out something like that. Should be able to tell you that on Monday. Okay, what else we got, Bad Bob? Is that it?
I reckon so. Big weekend, you know, all our local stuff coming up.
Oh, and next weekend, Senior Idol. Next weekend after that, Rodeo. It's a busy time, my friends. And you know what? We just love coming out here. We just love being with you all. And thank you so much for the support of our community. You know, we love this place. We love Reading. We love what it stands for up here. All sides. You know, how many other places are you going to get that we're talking Tea Party and Occupy in the same breath? Right here. Because, you know what? People care. And you can't ask for more than that. You just got to care. And the other thing you can't ask for too much is it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. For a second straight month, fewer jobs created than hoped for. 115,000 in April. Unemployment inching down to 8.1%, but that's because more of the unemployed gave up looking.
There's still a lot of folks out of work, which means that we've got to do more.
President in Virginia right now, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live in Richmond.
The White House says the jobs numbers show an economy still healing, but that still has a long way to go yet. But they point out the private sector jobs numbers are still in the positives. The president is at an Arlington, Virginia high school where he's talking about student loan rates. Then this weekend, he kicks off his official campaign here at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where students like Noel are worried a lot about getting a job when they graduate.
I worry about finding work because, I mean, like, that's what everyone worries about. Because when you graduate from college, I didn't want to just, like, move back home.
The president also courting the youth vote this weekend in Columbus at Ohio State University. Lisa?
Well, Mike, Mitt Romney says the recovery appears to be slowing down, not speeding up.
It's a terrible